either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أخرج ابن أبي الدنيا عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال عدنا شابا من الأنصار فما كان بعسرى من المات فأغذناه ومددنا عليه الثوب وقال بعضنا لأمه احتسبيه قالت وقد مات قلنا نعم فمدت يديها إلى السماء وقالت اللهم إني آمنت بك وهاجرت إلى رسولك فإذا نزلت بي شدة دعوتك ففرجتها فسألك اللهم لا تحمل علي هذه المصيبة قال فكشف ثوبا وجهي فما برحنا حتى أكلنا وأكل معنا وأخرج البيهقي من طريق صالح بن بشير أحد زهاد البصرة وعبادها مادين في حديث عن أنس رضي الله عنه فذكر القصة وفيها أنه مسائب كانت عجوزا أمياء وأخرج البيهقي أيضا قال كنا في الصفة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتته امرأة مهاجرة ومع ابن لها قد بلغ فأضاف المرأة إلى النساء وأضاف ابنها إلينا فلم يلبث أن أصابه وباء المدينة فمرض أياما ثم قبض فغمضه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر بجهازه فلما أردنا أن نغسله قال يا أنس ائت أمه فعلمها فعلمتها قال فجاءت حتى جلست عند قدمي فأخذت بهما ثم قالت اللهم إني أسلمت لك طوعا وخالفت الأوثان زهدا وهاجرت لك رغبة اللهم لا تشمد بي عبدة الأوثان ولا تحملني من هذه المصيبة ما لا طاقة لي بحملها قال فوالله من قضى كلامها حتى حرك قدمي وألقى ثوبا وجهي فعاش حتى قبض الله رسوله وحتى هلكت أمه فذكر الحديث كما سنذكر كذا في البداية. ابن أبي الدنيا نريد فما أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه that there was one youngster from amongst the Ansar and he passed away suddenly in a young age. So we prepared his coffin and we drew the clothing of the coffin over him. One of us went to his mother and told her that hope for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over this loss which Allah ta'ala has placed over you. In other words, make sabr and Allah ta'ala will reward you. So she asked, has my son passed away? We said, yes. So she raised her hands towards the heavens and she said, oh Allah, I brought iman on you and I made hijrah to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever I experienced a problem or difficulty, I made dua to you and you removed that difficulty. So now, Allah, I am asking you, do not let me bear this great musibat and calamity. Anas radiallahu anhu says that this youngster removed the kafan from over his face and that night had not passed but that he had eaten and we ate with him. Another narration of the same incident is mentioned that his mother's name was Umm Saib radiallahu ta'ala anha and that she was an elderly woman and that she was blind. Also in yet another narration from Bayhaqi is mentioned that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were amongst the Ashab Sufa, that is those Sahaba who used to live on the platform in Masjid al-Nabawi. They were that group that had devoted themselves entirely to the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they did not engage in any trade or occupation whatsoever. So he says, we are amongst the Ashab Sufa and a woman made hijrat and with her was her son. So she was sent to the women amongst the women of Sahaba in Medina and her son was handed over to the men. Not long had passed, but that the sickness of Medina, which was present in the air, got hold of this youngster. He was sick for quite a while and thereafter he passed away. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed his eyes and thereafter commanded Sahaba to prepare his kafan. They were about to give him ghusl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Anas, inform his mother and bring her. She was an elderly blind woman, so I informed her and I brought her until I made her sit by his feet. She caught hold of both of the feet of her son and then she said, O Allah, I brought Islam willingly upon you and I opposed all forms of idol worship. Thereafter I made hijrat, I migrated with great zeal. O Allah, do not let the idol worshippers
Do not let me become a source of ridicule to the idol worshippers, nor cause me to bear a calamity which is beyond my capability. Anas radiallahu anhu says, by Allah's qasam, her dua had not been completed, and her son started shaking his feet. Thereafter, he removed the kafan from his face, and he lived beyond the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, his mother preceded him in death. She passed away before him. Several points in this incident. One was that when this woman came to Madina Munawwara, Anas radiallahu anhu says that the woman was sent to the women, and the men were sent, and the son was sent to the men of Madina Munawwara. We find that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the wufud and the delegations would come to Madina Munawwara to accept Islam, this was the tartib that was there in Madina Munawwara. That automatically, if there were 10 women, sahaba say up to 10 women at a time sometimes would be sent to the home of one female sahabi, and 10 men to one sahaba. One sahabi in Madina Munawwara, and the sahabi would regard it as his responsibility that these are the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he would feed them, clothe them, give them a place to stay, and he would teach them deen. And after 2 or 3 week period, these people would come back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask them 1 or 2 questions, and thereafter he would say, "Faqih al-rajul or faqih al-qawm." These people have become the faqih of deen, and they would be dispatched back to whichever area they had come from thereafter to propagate the deen. We find that nowadays we are making dua to Allah Taala that Allah must blow the winds of hidayat, and Allah Taala must give the whole humanity hidayat. If just South Africa alone, the 40 or so odd million people of South Africa tomorrow have to accept Islam, then they will come to our masjids. Tartib in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 10 of the reverts or the converts to Islam were sent to one sahabi. How many of us are ready to take these new Muslims into our homes, to clothe them, to feed them? It is even said, not only would sahaba teach them deen, but after they had completed this period, sahaba would give them gifts and dispatch them. And when they were separating from them and bidding them farewell, they would be sobbing and crying. They would become as close as brothers in the short period of time. So elders are saying that this is only possible when the complete islah of the ummah is made to the level of that of sahaba ikram, where they understood that my life and my wealth belongs to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And first and foremost, it has to be used for deen. Otherwise, if tomorrow hundreds and thousands of people come into Islam, and we are told, you take these 10 men and these 10 women to your wife, then the first question we will say is, who is there to look after my business? And who is there to look after my other commitments? So elders are saying that the obstacle to hidayat is not that Allah doesn't want to give hidayat, is we are the obstacle. We are not yet ready to accept the people that will come into Islam if Allah has to blow the winds of hidayat. Because deen will only be spread and deen will only be taught in this manner that was established in Madina Munawwara. Many of us may even be hearing this for the first time that such a thing would take place in Madina Munawwara. So far away, the ummah is gone from the actual tartib that was present in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second very, very important point that comes to light in this incident is that this elderly blind woman, she hadn't accepted Islam very long ago. It was a short period of time. And yet, she is brought to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She has a masla, she has a problem. Her son has passed away. She's made to sit by his feet. Now in her heart is the desire that Allah must give her son life after he has passed away. And she wants to make this dua. In front of her is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In front of her is eminent sahaba, Abu Bakr, Umar, etc. And she has got such a big masla for which she wants to make dua. Yet she doesn't ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make the dua on her behalf. Nor does she ask any of the sahaba that are present there that you make dua for me. But Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made such an effort of iman on sahaba that he had linked each one to Allah directly. And each one had that level of conviction and that level of ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they were convinced that Allah would make the impossible possible. They did not feel the need to ask anyone else to make dua for them, such was their own individual ta'alluq with Allah. And this is what our elders are saying is the essence of tabligh. That how this kafiyat and this condition of what they say, su'al min Allah, that any instance, any circumstance, for our hearts to become conditioned that we will speak to Allah, we will turn to Allah. Our elders are saying, whether it is your shoelace or whether it is the hidayat of humanity, every need learn to ask from Allah, do not ask from the next person. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in every human being, there is what we call the madda of su'al, the madda of talab, desire. He would say there is the essence of desire in every human being. Every person naturally desires things. Now there's three ways he gives expression to this. One is su'al, where he asks from the next person. And you find a lot of us, we get into this habit, every small thing, every small need, we have conditioned ourselves to look to the next person to solve our problem. Even the wealthy people. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, inni uridu an akuna akram an-nas. O Nabi of Allah, I want to be the most honored of people. Normally, we equate honor with wealth. Allah's Rasul did not equate honor with wealth. He told the Sahabi, La tashku min amrika shay'an ilal khalqi takun akram an-nas. Develop such a ta'alluq with Allah that you do not complain to any of the creation about your condition. You never ask a single need from any of the creation, Allah will make you the most honored of people. Nowadays, the most wealthy person is the most dependent person. For every need, he turns to the next person. So honor is not linked to wealth. Honor is linked to istighnayat, the independence of the heart. A person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, the first way we give expression to this essence of desire is su'al, to ask from the next person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. That a person will never open the door of asking. A person will never inculcate the habit of asking his needs from the next person, except that in return for that, the effect of this will be such that Allah will take it upon himself, that till the death of this person, Allah will make this person a faqir. This person will always be dependent on others. You do not open the door of asking others, except that Allah opens the door of poverty upon you. He said the second way this madda of talab, this essence of desire is expressed, is ishraf. We don't ask, but we have lalach and avarice and greed for what the next person has. The gaze is always on the pocket of the next person, or on the wealth of the next person, or on the good qualities the next person has. And we're always desiring what the next person has. Concerning this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسٍ لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِيهِ وَكَانَ كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. That if a person had ishraf for something and thereafter he got it, he had avarice and greed for something and thereafter he got it, he will never have barakat in it. And he will be like a person who carries on eating and stomach never gets full. And then he said the third way we give expression to this essence of desire that is prevalent in every human being is dua. And then Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, kasrat e sual اور اشراف نے مسلمان کے دعا کے قوت کو ذبح کر دیا. That excessive asking from others and excessive having ishraf and avarice for what others has destroyed the power of the dua of a mu'min. Because his gaze has gone on the makhluk and shifted away from Allah. As Imam Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the proof of how much yaqeen we have, that Allah is Sami', that Allah is listening. This quality of Allah, that Allah is Sami'. He says the proof of how much yaqeen we have that Allah is Sami' is the length and the manner of our du'as. Nowadays, du'as are made in such a manner, after namaz, after salah, person reads Allahumma anta salam, minka salam, tabarak. He doesn't even know what he said. And thereafter he wipes his hand over his face, he gets up, he's gone. He doesn't know what he has said, forget having a genuine desire in his heart for Allah to answer that dua. Oh, another melody that has come about is sometimes du'as are being sung nowadays. In a musical tone, du'as are being made. Hazrat Mohsin Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, ek hai du'a ko mangna, ek hai du'a ko parna. One is to read du'as, recite du'as, the other is to ask du'as. Hum aaj kal parte hai, hum nahi mangte hai. We are reading nowadays, we are not asking. Allah Ta'ala knows. All of us are not going to be muttaqi. All of us are not going to be five times musallis. All of us are not going to be tahajjud guzar. All of us are not going to be zakirin. So Allah has not made any of these things a condition for the acceptance of dua. If a person is muttaqi or is not muttaqi, musalli or is not musalli, zakir or is not zakir, tahajjud guzar or not, Allah has not made this a condition for the acceptance of dua. Ammi yujibul muttarra idha da'a. The only acceptance, only condition for the acceptance of dua is the beqarari of the heart, the restlessness of the heart, the genuine desire in the heart. That is why it comes in hadith, وَلَا يَقْبَلُ الدُّعَاءَ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَّهِ. That heart which is inattentive to Allah, that heart which is not present in that dua, Allah will never accept that dua. So with a complete conviction, our elders are saying, nowadays, alhamdulillah, a lot of effort is taking place. Kaam karne wale bohat hai aur kaam bhi bohat hai, lekin rone wale bohat kam hai. There's a lot of work taking place, and there's a lot of workers also, but the criers, those who are crying before Allah, are very few. So you say our effort is like a bird with two wings. One is the effort of the day, the other is the effort of the night. Without two wings, the bird cannot fly. So each one of us have to develop that ta'alluq and that relationship with Allah. Maulana Ahmad Lath Sahib, Dawan Barakat, he says, when a person raises his hands in dua, between his fingers and his lips, there is no one else but Allah. And now he is talking to Allah. And he says, any condition, any difficulty, head is paining, I'll speak to my Allah about it. My feet are paining, I'll speak to my Allah about it. Circumstances not in my favor, I'll speak to my Allah about it. I can't meet my financial commitment, I'll speak to my Allah about it. Develop such a ta'alluq with Allah that for every need, the first thing the mind or the heart goes to is Allah. Like the poet says, لَا تَسْأَلَنَّ بَنِي آدَمَ حَاجَتُ وَسَلِ الَّذِي أَبْوَابُهُ لَا يُغْلَقُ فَاللَّهُ يَغْضَبْ إِن تَرَكْتَ سُؤَالَهُ وَبَنِي آدَمَ حِينَ يُسْأَلُ يَغْضَبُ. You say, do not ask your needs from insan. Ask your needs from the one whose doors never close. Because insan is such that the more you ask him, the more irritated he will become with you. And Allah is such, the more you ask him, the more happy Allah becomes with you. So with that restlessness in the heart, and coming back to what we were mentioning earlier, one is to read, one is to ask. And then he explained, he said, if you want to know what he's asking, then look at the beggar on the street corner. That man will catch hold of your kurta, he won't let go, he'll drop onto his knees. Like that, throw yourself on the doorstep of Allah. And throw yourself in such a manner that you say to Allah that till my need is not granted, I'm not turning away from here. Because if you turn me away, there's no other door I can go to. Yours is the only door. Allah is saying, من ذا الذي دعاني فلم ألبه من ذا الذي قرأ على بابي فلم أفتح له. Who is there that asked me and I didn't grant them? Who is there who knocked on my door and the door was not open? These nights and this month of Ramadan, and the nights a person spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala, these nights are there for this, for us to develop the quality of dua in us. Our elders are saying minimum 1 hour a day we should be spending in dua. We regard salah as ibadat, tilawat as ibadat, zikrullah as ibadat. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." Dua is the essence of ibadah. One riwayat it comes, "Ad-du'a'u huwal ibadah." Dua is ibadah itself. This is one of the greatest forms of ibadah. And this is how that ta'alluq and that link and that association with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will be developed. They say that we know how to make tawadu', we know how to humble ourselves for the next human being. We find it easy to do that. Because most times a person is humbling himself because he's got some matlab. the people think I'm a very humble, pious person, then I'll be able to get this and this out of them. They say the asal mahal for tawazu. The actual place for tawazu is dua. To humble yourself before Allah. And to tell Allah that you are nothing and Allah is everything. I am nothing, my efforts are nothing. Ya Allah, you are everything. My ibadat is not worthy of your acceptance unless you accept. So Allah's tawfiq, Allah has brought us in this environment of the masjid. Now we should, especially those that are in itikaf, and even the rest of us, every second of this time should be regarded as valuable. Do not waste it in useless talks. 30th of Ramadan came. Many may have been hoping it was Eid. So already mentally, psychologically, we have gone into relaxed mode. And that is shaitan's chal and effort also. So we should resist this. Ask ourselves, what Allah wanted us to achieve in Ramadan, have we achieved? That ta'alluq with Allah and that relationship with Allah that I should have achieved in this month of Ramadan, have I achieved it or not? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed those people who find Ramadan and fail to gain the forgiveness of Allah. What guarantee have we got that we are not in that group? So Allah is giving us one more chance, one more night. A few days ago, one Sati was telling me, he says, I wish Thursday is Eid. So I said, if you were told that on Thursday you are going to die, your mawt was going to take place on Thursday, would you still wish it's going to be Eid? Think of how many people will be given mawt in Ramadan. How many people will get that one more chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is a blessing of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. That if the slaves of Allah had to come to know, if my ummah had to come to know what this Ramadan is, they'll wish the whole year was Ramadan. So Allah has given us that one more opportunity, this one more night. Let us not waste that night. Try and spend it in making decisions with Allah ta'ala for ourselves, for our families, and for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إن ذنوبنا قد عظمت وجلت عن الصفة ولكنها صغيرة في جنب عفوك فاعف عنا وارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا من هو بعباده أرحم من الوالدة بولدها اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا كربا إلا نفذته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها
ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة وأنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك وأنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك وأنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك فارحمنا فارحمنا رحمة تغنينا عن رحمة من سواك يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا حنان يا منان يا ديان يا غفار يا وهاب يا رزاق Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the controller of the heavens and the earth. You are the originator of the heavens and the earth. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to you. Every second, countless of your bounties are being showered upon us. The air we breathe, you have given us. The eyes with which we see, you have given us. The ears with which we hear, you have given us. Our minds, our hearts, our livers, our kidney. Ya Allah, every day on our dastarkhan, thousands of your fruit are broken. Thousands of your animals are slaughtered. How many cows their milk is taken out? How many sheep their milk is taken out, Ya Allah? In countless different forms every day from throughout your creation, you have subjugated the entire creation to sustain and nourish us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the dictate and the requirement and the demand of the countless of bounties which you are showering upon us is that we should have paid you back, Ya Allah. We should have paid you back with shukr. We should have paid you back with gratitude. Instead of that, every second, in countless ways, we display our ingratitude to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us a kitab like the Quran. You gave us a Nabi like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us a deen like Islam. You gave us ibadat like salah. You gave us ibadat like fasting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the best and the worst from us is coming back to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us the best and the worst from us is coming back to you. Ya Allah, we are aware that you are looking at us. We are aware of your qudrat and your power. And despite this, we still disobey you. We are aware of your deen and your kindness upon us. We are aware of your bounties which you have given us, yet we still utilize it in your disobedience, Ya Allah. How great is your tolerance, Ya Allah. How great is your shafqat. How great is your kindness. Long ago, we should have already been swallowed up by the earth. Long ago, the sea should have drowned us. Long ago, the angels should have sent down bolts of lightning and destroyed us. Long ago, we have destroyed any right of us remaining alive on this earth. It is only your kindness. It is only your mercy, Allah. It is only your shafqat. You have given us chance upon chance. You have given us chance upon chance. On these Mubarak nights, you are coming down to the first heaven and you are calling out, Is there anyone who is asking that I may grant him? Is there anyone that wants to make tawbah that I may forgive him? Is there anyone that has any need that I may grant that need? Ya Allah, may we be sacrificed upon your kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not worthy, Ya Allah. We are not worthy, Ya Allah. These filthy tongues are not worthy of taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this heart of ours, we have blackened it with looking at haram, with planning haram, with doing haram upon haram. Our hearts have become dirtier and filthier than the worst gutter in this world. Ya Allah, with what right can we even ask that your love should come into these hearts, that these hearts should be filled with your ta'alluq and with your relationship? Ya Allah, but a little baby dirties itself, it filthies itself, it urinates on itself also. The mother picks the child up despite the dirt. She bathes and she cleanses the child. Thereafter she cuddles that child to her breast and she lovingly fondles that child. Wallah, Ya Allah, Wallah, by your qasam, you love us more than our mothers. You love us more than our mothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers. You cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us, Ya Allah. Cleanse us of riba. Cleanse us of sharab. Cleanse us of zina. Cleanse us of looking at haram, of listening to haram. Cleanse us of ghibat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse us of all those terrible qualities of the day in our hearts. Hatred, enmity, Ya Allah, of malice, of greed, of riyakari, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse our hearts and fill it with taqwa, fill it with tawakkul, fill it with khashiyat, fill it with sabr, fill it with ikhlas, fill it with lillahiyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, let us become yours. You become ours, let us become yours. You become ours, let us become yours. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, let us become happy with you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins we have committed openly, the sins we have committed secretly. Every type of sin is there, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many skeletons in our cupboards, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made satari, you concealed it, ya Allah. If society had to come to know what we have done in the dead of the night, ya Allah, if society had to come to know what filth goes through our hearts and our mind, they would spit on us, they wouldn't even look at us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything. You are aware of everything. Nothing is concealed from you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet you have covered and you have concealed us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, we are begging you for your forgiveness, ya Allah. Ya Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bu'adan liman adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahu, idha lam yughfar lahu famata. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He said, may that person be distanced who finds Ramadan and he's not forgiven. And if he is not going to be forgiven in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? Ya Allah, ya Allah, we have come on your doorstep, ya Allah. Do not turn us away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. If you reject us, there is nowhere else we can turn to. If you turn us away, there is no other door we can knock on, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your sahaba saw the Quran coming down, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw the environment of Iman of Medina Munawara. Ya Allah, your sahaba saw deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have only seen shamelessness. We have only seen nakedness. We have only seen haram and riba and treachery, ya Allah. Everywhere we turn, it is your disobedience, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Every direction we turn, it is only your disobedience. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment we are living in is like a steel wall that is coming in front of us every time we try to obey you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know where to turn to, ya Allah. When your sahaba had a problem, they would come to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would cry on his shoulder. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today has no one on whose shoulder to cry on, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know which direction to turn. Everything has turned against us, ya Allah. Our little babies are being slaughtered, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and our sisters, their respect is being looted in front of their husbands and their families. Such humiliation has befallen the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. The homes of this ummah are bulldozed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Ya Allah, the forces of batil today are saying, where is your Allah? The forces of batil today have got such courage, they are saying, where is your Allah? They have pride over their weaponry. They have pride over their technology. They have pride over their armies. They have pride over their strength, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any of these things, ya Allah. We only have you, ya Allah. We only have you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have pride over your qudrat. We have pride over your kibriyai. We have pride over your honor. Ya badi as-samawati wal-ard. Ya jabbar as-samawati wal-ard. Too long the ummah has suffered, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the forces of batil are saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, you show yourself, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show yourself, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show yourself, ya Allah. You made the stomach of a fish a home for Yunus alayhi salam. You destroyed the army of Firaun for Musa alayhi salam. You saved the Baytullah from Abraha. You protected Ibrahim alayhi salam from Namrud, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave this ummah Badr. You gave sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Fatih Makkah. Ya Allah, you are still there, ya Allah. That same qudrat is still there, ya Allah. Your Quran is saying, "Istastaghithuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum anni mumiddukum bi alfin min al malaikati murdifin." You turn to your Rabb, 1,000 of my malaika came down. That happened in Badr, ya Allah. It can happen today also, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it can happen today also, ya Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah is suffering too much, ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our wrongs. No doubt it is our gunas. No doubt it is our transgression, ya Allah. But through the large of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you. This is the same ummat for which the stones of Taif fell on his Mubarak body. This is the same ummat for which his blood was spilt, Ya Allah. This is the same ummat, night upon night he cried, Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. When the hand of a thief was being cut, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried bitterly, what would happen if you were alive today to see the heads of the babies of his ummat being cut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make this the Ramadan of this ummat. Make this the Ramadan of this ummat. Make this the Ramadan of this ummat. Those gunas and transgressions which have brought these conditions upon us, Ya Allah, give the ummat the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Give the ummat the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Become happy with us, my Allah. Become happy with us, Ya Allah. Eh Ibrahim Khalilullah ki Allah. Eh Musa Najeelullah ki Allah. Isa Ruhullah ki Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Habibullah ki Allah, Hanan Allah, Manan Allah, Dayan Allah, Ghaffar Allah, Wahhab Allah, Ya Razak Allah, Ya Muhaymin Allah, Ya Aziz Allah, Ya Mudakabbir Allah, Ya Nafi Allah, Ya Dar Allah, Ya Awwal Allah, Ya Akhir Allah, Ya Zahir Allah, Ya Batin Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, restore the dignity of the honor of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat. Give Australia hidayat. Give Asia hidayat. Give Africa hidayat. Ya Allah, like ants, 6 billion insan are treading towards Jahannam. If they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. Ya Allah, you have said, Inna sha nunazzil alayhim min as-samai ayatan. فَظَلَّتْ عَنَاقُهُمْ لَا خَاضِعِينَ. If we wanted, we would send down one sign and everyone would come on Iman. Ya Allah, you show us that sign, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show us that sign, Ya Allah. No one will question you. No one will question you, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become so happy, Ya Allah. Make the decision of umumi hidayat. This whole mankind is thirsty. This whole mankind is restless. This whole mankind is crying out. Your earth is crying out because of the disobedience that is taking place. The seas are crying out, Ya Allah. The whole earth is shaking and trembling, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this darkness has gone on for too long. They are saying that Islam cannot come alive today. Ya Allah, you show us, Ya Allah, that after the long night, you are the one that brings the light of daylight. After this long night of dalalat and deviation, Ya Allah, you bring the light of hidayat. Ya Allah, you bring the light of hidayat. Bring the light of hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the masjid abad. Make the masjid alive with the amal of masjid, Ya Allah. Let each ummati come 100% on your command in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you accept us for this work of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. Wherever the jamaat are moving, you take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the movement a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, up till now we have not made the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our life. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. We are making sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. From now till we die, accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the 6 qualities, too long it has been empty words, Ya Allah. Too long it has only been bayans, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality of the 6 qualities, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of Iman. Give us the reality of Ittiba'i Sunnat. Give us the reality of Salah, Khushu and Khuzu. Give us the reality of Ilm and Zikr. Give us the reality of the Akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the reality of Ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of spending our wealth and our lives in your way, Ya Allah. Is kaam ke haqaiq humare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apni zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma. Unite the hearts of our elders. Take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Give them joy and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Inspire them towards that which is correct for the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is only enmity in every direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your ummah, the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is split up, Ya Allah. One is making ghibat about the other. One has envy for the next one. One has hatred for the next one. Ya Allah, in this environment of disunity, how is Islam going to come alive, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you united the Aus and Khazraj, those tribes which for hundreds of years were killing each other. Ya Allah, you united them, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the ummah, Ya Allah. Unite the ummah, Ya Allah. Let each one love the next one like brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the discord, remove the enmity, remove the hatred, Ya Allah. Bring unity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept us for the work of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every day that grave is calling out, I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Every day that qabr is calling out, yet Ya Allah, we are living as if there is no qabr, as if there is no maut. Our own relatives are going to put us in that piece of ground, then they are going to pour sand upon us, and then they are going to walk away. Ya Allah, in that black, dark, pretty loneliness. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't bear the difficulty of this world. How are we going to bear the snakes and scorpions of the qabr? Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he put his daughter Zainab in the grave, sahaba saw him worried. When he came out, he was smiling. They said, why were you worried? He said, my daughter Zainab had suffered much for my deen. I feared that she would not be able to bear the grave squeezing her body. Ya Allah. She was the daughter of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have no guarantees, Ya Allah, yet we are still so complacent. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Our relatives in the entire Muslim ummah which have passed away, Ya Allah. Save them from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Make our qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannat. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah, when the announcement will be made. Fariqun fil Jannah. وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group in Jannat and one group in Jahannam. Ya Allah, what greater disgrace can there be than on that day if we are in the group of the Jahannamis? Then it will be too late. It will be too late to come back, Ya Allah. Then it will be destruction forever and ever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be in that group, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be in the group of Jahannamis, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah. Save our families, Ya Allah. Save our children, Ya Allah. Save the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we can't bear one thorn pricking us in this world. How are we going to bear that fire, Ya Allah? That fire whose stones will melt mountains. What will it do to the flesh and bones of insan? Ya Allah. Every night of Ramadan, you are freeing 1 million souls from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the last night, you free the full amount that you freed the whole month. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, make us of those who have been emancipated from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us of those who have been emancipated from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us of Ramadan. Do not deprive us of your mercy of this month, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us of the maghfirat of this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we did not make qadr. We know we did not appreciate this bounty which you gave us. Ya Allah, it is your usul. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Wa la in kafartum. Inna azabi la shadeed. It is your usul that if shukr is made, you will increase. And if you are ungrateful, then your azab is very great. Ya Allah, definitely we were ungrateful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not asking you justice, Ya Allah. We are asking you for your fazl, Ya Allah. You gave us Ramadan. We never appreciated Ramadan. Ya Allah, you gave us this Mubarak month. We wasted in ghaflat and Ya Allah, there wasn't one sajda in this month that we made that we could present to you. There wasn't one fast that we kept that we could present to you, Ya Allah, but we are beseeching you. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Do not look at our amal. Ya Allah, let your fazl come to the fore, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your mercy come to the fore. We are not deserving, but you still accept it from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, because if you don't accept it, there's nowhere else we can go. There is no other shelter. There is no other door we can talk, Ya Allah. It is only you. La ilaha illa ant. Nashhadu annaka anta Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Wahdaka. La sharika laka. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduka wa rasuluk. Wa nashhadu anta al-haq. Wa wa'duka haq. Wa liqa'uka haq. Wal jannatu haq. Wal naru haq. Wa sa'atu haq.
وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأنك تبعث من في القبور وإنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك إنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك إنا لا نثق إلا برحمتك يا حنان يا منان يا ديان يا الله do not turn us away empty handed in this month يا الله let us not be those who will get nothing out of their fasting but hunger let us not be those who will get nothing out of their standing up at night besides sleeplessness يا الله you accept it from us يا الله we are not worthy but you still accept it from us يا الله make the decision of our hidayat the hidayat of our families the hidayat of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يا الله we have made tawbah we have made sincere tawbah يا الله give us the tawfiq not to go back to those wrongs يا الله let our tawbah not be the tawbah of the liars يا الله let our tawbah not be the tawbah of those who make mazak with you يا الله give us the tawfiq يا الله give us the tawfiq never to go back to those wrongs يا الله we have dishonored our parents يا الله forgive us for that يا الله the ummah is engaged in sharab in zina in riba in lying in treachery in deceit يا الله you forgive the ummah for all these wrongs each one of these wrongs is sufficient for our destruction يا الله you forgive us يا الله and give us the tawfiq and the strength never to go back towards these things make the whole year ramadan for us يا الله make the whole year ramadan for us that ronak which was there in ramadan bring it alive the whole year يا الله accept this ummah يا الله make each one of us dies يا الله accept our wealth accept our lives for the work of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam يا الله our parents يا الله our parents our children our asatizah ikram all the authors of the kitabs which you have read all those people who have done good towards us يا الله grant them the best in this world and the hereafter fulfill all the permissible needs يا الله grant them khatima bil khair grant them khatima wal iman يا الله those who have passed away fill the qabr with noor يا الله as you have protected us from making sajda before anyone besides you protect us يا الله from stretching our hand out to anyone besides you Allah save us from haram save us from haram يا الله give us halal يا الله give us barakat wali rozi يا الله give it to us with ease يا الله do not give it to us with difficulty يا الله يا الله اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الاجر وادرك ليله القدر وفاز بالثواب والاجر اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وتعالى محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين الحمد
For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097. Do you want your children to learn to read the Holy Quran like Qari Abdul Basit? Then you need the Al-Ustadh CD-ROM. Al-Ustadh is based on madrasa and Islamic school syllabus that is recognized worldwide, including the LMA and Nurul Islam. The Al-Ustadh will start you right from the basics, using the phonetic method of teaching, and go into advanced aspects like tajweed. Al-Ustadh also contains kalimas, du'as, how to perform wudu, salah, a complete recitation of the Holy Quran, and much, much more. To get the Al-Ustadh, call Par Excellence in Johannesburg on 011-830097. That's 011-830097.